many people put themselves in a box where they think that they can only fulfill the needs of their customers, but it's like you have this entire world outside that you might be able to fulfill. You just don't know that you can because you've never had that conversation with them.
Welcome to the Technology Equals Equality podcast. I'm your host, Lori Brooks, and this is episode 92. Techie community, welcome back, and thank you so much for joining me here for episode number 92. What can the internet do for you? With our very special return guest, G. Banerjee, serial entrepreneur and founder of the Income Incubator. This week, G rejoins the techie community to discuss how keeping an eye on your environment can provide new opportunities. Jeet originally joined the techie community back in 2015 and was at that point the youngest guest and one of the first four entrepreneurs ever interviewed for the show. Check out episode number 2 to hear how the journey began for Jeet. During his first visit with the techie community, Jeet was on the verge of an unanticipated industry shift. Recognizing his commitment to the entrepreneurial journey, Jeet made a pivot from tech startups to an e-commerce learning platform. Listen in as Jeet shares how the sale of his first tech startup inspired an opportunity to share his knowledge and discover a passion for marketing. Jeet, welcome back, and thank you so much for joining us again.
Yeah, absolutely. My pleasure. It's an honor to be back.
It is an honor to have you back. When we first spoke, you were one of the youngest entrepreneurs. And so it was really exciting to me to see you truly living out your dreams and taking those action steps immediately in life that can take some people a lifetime to even think about making any sort of movement towards. So again, I commend you for everything you've accomplished thus far. And I am super excited to kind of dive into how your journey has progressed. We did start with the beginning of your journey, but I'm curious, how has your practice, do you feel, evolved since we last spoke?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's a very good question. So I was very much so diving into technology and building tech startups and a lot of that stuff when we talked about it was actually very interesting. So I thought that's what I wanted to do in the entrepreneurial world forever. And I think a lot of people are on that same boat. They find a couple things that seem to be working for them and then they just want to dive right in and do it forever. And funny as life is, you know, everything kind of changed and evolved for me from there, where I loved what I was doing, but the biggest issue I saw was technology and building these heavy tech driven companies that relied so much on coding and software was I didn't like to code. I didn't like to deal with the software aspect of it. I loved dealing with the marketing aspect of it. Mm-hmm. And so I realized that constantly having to rely on other people to build out the code and the visions that I had was becoming very tedious and very challenging. So I got to a point where my business partner and I at the time, we decided, hey, let's try to sell this company and let's try to dive into something, you know, that where at least I feel like I can do more hands-on work. It was a big blessing. We were actually able to sell the company, which is called StatFuse. We got acquired by another financial aid company. And that was about 3 years ago now. And then from there, I could just try to assess what other hot opportunities were there. What are the things that really got my passion burning again? And I came across e-commerce and it was one of the hottest business models at the time. I loved the concept of e-commerce because I could literally sell anything I wanted. And I just felt way more hands-on from the branding to the packaging. And obviously I got to do a ton of marketing for it. And it was very rewarding as well on the same token where my marketing efforts were kind of seen as a direct result. Like I market here, I get a sale. And that was very, very fulfilling to me. So yeah, that's the practice that I've honed into and I love everything about it. And I know I said this last time, but I don't see myself leaving this space for a very long time.
Once again, the commitment to the journey as a whole. It's not necessarily what it is you're doing as an entrepreneur. It's the journey as an entrepreneur. Congrats on the sale of StatFuse. That's outstanding. And congrats on your new venture with the Income Incubator, which we will definitely dive into shortly. How do you feel the pandemic has affected your practice throughout the course of 2020?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the pandemic, it really did two important things for me. One, it gave me a constant reminder that you need to constantly always be evolving because it's so easy to get comfortable. It's so easy to just adapt to one thing and think like, hey, everything is good. Yeah. And, you know, even though my businesses were kind of pandemic proof, it was just a good reminder that, you know, one day something else could happen and my business may not be this proof. So it was a blessing to be having a pandemic proof business, but at the same time, it was also a big wake up call that I need to constantly keep my eye on the ball, keep evolving and adapting. Mm-hmm. But overall, being in the e-commerce space, of course, as you can imagine, with all the retail stores that were closing and, you know, people's kind of fear of going out and things like that, people were enamored to be shopping online, and online sales grew dramatically across mm-hmm. the board. And, you know, my businesses saw the same thing. And kind of one of the biggest things that we did internally too was, especially at the onset of COVID, was we understood that there was a lot of lifestyle changes that were taking place. Mm-hmm. So kind of the way that we utilized our evolution was through our product choices, right? Mm. So we knew that people are spending a lot more time at home and they're not used to this. So what are products that we can create that can ease them through this process of staying at home, maybe even make it enjoyable, entertaining, get them through these tough times? So we focused a lot on, you know, in the, especially in the beginning times, like DIY projects, products like puzzles, games, things that would keep people very, very happy at home. And really, especially with e-commerce, it's all about delivering the products that people need and want in that specific time period, right? It's like during Christmas, we look for products that people can gift, or we just change our marketing and our angles to show them how they can gift. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of the same thing, but it was a lot of fun to, you know, pivot into something that we had never done before, because obviously first time I've ever been in a pandemic like this. So it was very enjoyable and fulfilling for us to develop products that we thought could really help people through these tough times.
You listened to your customers, but you really listened to the market as a whole. You didn't just focus on what your customers were stating, which is what a lot of entrepreneurs do. And I myself, we focus on the current customers and who it is we're working with and the needs and the challenges that people are currently facing that we're dealing with, versus really looking wide scale and looking at, okay, how can we position this better for X, Y, and Z because of the societal changes that are taking place, and where is that need going to be in the near future? So love how you did that. Do you feel like there was a specific piece, a tool or a strategy or a technique that really kind of helped you make the evaluations that you made that steered you towards making those pivots in the practice this year?
Yeah, absolutely. Honestly, I would just say is just like being very, very awake and aware of what's happening around me, especially as a business owner. I think sometimes it's very easy to just be so self-absorbed in our world because we have so much stuff going on mm-hmm. that we forget about everything happening on the outside. And, you know, I've been through that process in the past. And one of the biggest things I realized for me to adapt, for me to be successful and for me to grow, I don't need to just be in my own bubble, but I need to understand what's happening in everyone else's bubbles. Mm-hmm. So I think that was a very, very big key component for me to understand right from the beginning. Like, here's what's happening, talking to people, talking to friends, family, seeing how they're dealing with it, how they're coping. And just, yeah, like you said, like, you know, it's very important to listen to your customers, but I think at the same time, it's always as a business, very important to listen to just other people in general, because so many people put themselves in a box where they think that they can only fulfill the needs of their customers. Mm-hmm. But it's like, you have this entire world outside that you might be able to fulfill. You just don't know that you can because you've never had that conversation with them. So that was really the biggest thing for us, was just keeping our eye on the ball, always, you know, talking to people, getting feedback, and then just being aware of what's happening around us so that we can continue to evolve our business.
And then also, I think at the beginning, you were also mentioning following your intuition, really just listening to yourself after you've listened to your customers and after you've listened to the market, really just recognizing within yourself when it's time to make that change, when it's time to begin creating the pivot, because there's no set path. There's no instruction manual that tells you when to do these things. It's really intuition that you have to follow. And what I'd love to do now is really kind of dive into the income incubator. We touched on it in the beginning of the episode. It's somewhat revolving around e-commerce. Please share.
Yeah, absolutely. So as I transitioned from my software business into building like actual physical e-commerce brands, we started seeing a lot of success with our brands and our projects and everything we're doing. And quickly, I started seeing a lot of other entrepreneurs or people that wanted to become entrepreneurs start reaching out to me like, hey, can you show me how to do this with e-commerce or how to do that with e-commerce? And so in the beginning, I was more than happy to do it. And I would kind of go over things, do consulting calls, all that kind of stuff. And then I quickly realized that every single time I was doing one of these calls, I was kind of teaching the same concept, which was like my blueprint, right? Like, yeah. I feel like every entrepreneur has their blueprint. And so I was teaching my own blueprint. And I thought to myself, well, okay, here I am trading all these hours for dollars, and I know time is the most valuable asset that we have. So how can I just create one rock star awesome program and give people access to it in a digital format where I don't have to be capped within an hour or 2 hours, and I don't have to keep repeating myself? And that's essentially where the idea of the Income Incubator was born. And so I decided to obviously cover everything that I've learned and achieved and all the strategies and techniques from e-commerce, but not only just e-commerce, every other business model that I've ever created, you know, like my software companies. I dabbled in mobile apps before. I've even written a book, and I wanted to show people how they can do the same things. And so essentially, yeah, we put together this awesome academy. Yeah, I love calling it an academy, not so much a course, because there's so many things you can come and learn, similar to like if you went to a college university or something like that. We have an excellent, excellent community of like over 2,500 students that are networking with each other, helping each other, and just kind of motivating each other on the grind. And yeah, so that's what the entire program is about.
Outstanding. I love it. Paying it forward is really what you're doing with the entire program. It's really making sure that others have the opportunity and the ability to tap into a network that's going to show them how to achieve their end goal, especially if it's the end goal of e-commerce and starting an online business, which right now, of course, is exploding, especially after 2020. I think there's a lot of people who have a recognition that they're not really interested in going back to the office or back to life in the same manner that they once were. What do you feel will be the next steps for your practice as you've now blossomed with the Income Incubator Academy and you are moving forward with helping other entrepreneurs? What do you see as the next evolution of your practice?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think one of the things that I've become very, very passionate about, like kind of pushing out to the world in terms of just a message, is if anything that I learned from this year that I think a lot of other people are learning, is that they used to say that only millionaires need or have multiple sources of income. But I think in today's day and age, everyone needs at least two, if not three income streams to be successful. And I think like this year was a big wake up call, because it's like, hey, if they shut everything off, what are you going to do? Right. And then that's where you need a backdrop of a second or a third income stream. And that's why I'm super passionate about, you know, the Income Incubator and what we do, because our whole premise of everything we teach is all you need is literally a laptop or computer with internet, and you can do it. And I always tell people all the time, especially younger people like my little brother and others, I'm like, if you have a cell phone, or if you have like one of those iPhones or a laptop, you actually have one of the most powerful tools in the world, right? And like, people don't understand this, like the magnitude of it, but everything I have built today was built using my computer. For the last 10 years of me doing entrepreneurship and grinding and everything, all I had was this technological piece that helped me create all of this. Right. And when people start to realize how powerful their laptops and computers are, I think it's just gonna, you know, pave the way for massive successes, massive projects, and massive creations that they can do. So I'm definitely very, very keen on spreading this word and really, you know, getting more viewership, more eyes for our program and what we're doing in our academy, because I think the results are amazing. And obviously the fulfillment on my end is great. And then really like the next piece of the puzzle that I'm really working on building and growing out are obviously my e-commerce brands. Like, we've been able to, you know, sell products to just around about 1 million customers now around the world over the past 2 years. And now our next big goal for next year is really trying to get that number to 10 million customers around the world. So those are like my two big goals, especially going into 2021.
Outstanding. Well, we will definitely be sure to promote this far and wide to help you hit that number as best we can. So that is awesome, G. As you know from your previous experience of being on the show is really designed to help other entrepreneurs come up with a business idea in an industry that they probably weren't thinking of or may not have enough knowledge on in order to come up with a business idea surrounding challenges in that practice. So I'd love to know, as one of our most successful e-commerce entrepreneurs on the show, we'd love to know if you could change anything in your current practice as it is right now. What would it be and why? And how do you think it would affect other entrepreneurs much like yourself or other entrepreneurs who are in the e-commerce space?
I think the biggest mistake I see in the e-commerce space, and I kind of went through this process too, is that too many people think with a short-term mindset. Like, people aren't really focused on building e-commerce businesses with longevity in mind, because the way that an e-commerce business model works is it's very easy to get caught up in the short term. right? Like you think, oh man, I sell this product, I make $5, that's great. Let me do it 100 times or 1,000 times and everything's going to be glorious. But people forget that customer experiences matter, branding, packaging matters. Like if you're acquiring a customer once, don't you want them to come back and be a shopper once a month, maybe once every 3 months, once every 6 months? So people completely lose sight of longevity for the short-term money. Because yeah, it's true. If you want to do all those things, you're probably going to have to reinvest a lot more money back into the business. And your short-term profits are going to be far less, but your long-term profits, you're going to have nothing, right? You're not going to be building a brand that can be acquired or brand that's sellable. So I always try to tell people is try to build your companies and your brands and your e-commerce stores and just anything you do in general. Think about the timeline of 5 years. Is this decision that I'm making today something that I'm going to be proud of 5 years from now? If the answer is no, you should probably rethink everything you're doing. And if the answer is yes, then you should probably move forward doing it. And one of the other things that I do also internally, like I'll just kind of share is, a lot of times really, really small problems would be really magnified in the short term and they would drive me nuts and I'd spend all this time. And one of the biggest things that I did was I would ask myself, is this thing going to matter 5 years from now? And if the answer is no, and it doesn't have that long-term impact, then why am I stressing about it now? Let's just get through it, right? Or the same thing goes for decision-making. Like you can literally apply this to almost every level of your business, from hiring to decision-making to literally everything. And once you start thinking like that, you're really putting yourself in a position to build something long-term. And I like to call them like legacy businesses, right? Businesses that you can pass down to your children and future generations and things like that.
Making sure that you're building something that's scalable from the beginning. Is it going to have any sort of longevity and ability to grow along with your hopes, your dreams, your requirements for the future? Gee, I absolutely adore having you on the show. I thank you so much for coming back and sharing with the community. Please share the best way for our listeners to find you.
Yeah, absolutely. No, thanks so much for having me again. It's always a pleasure and honor as well on my end. And the best way that people can get in touch with me if they want to just connect with me, learn more about some of the projects and things that I'm doing. I'm very, very active on Instagram nowadays. So my Instagram handle is at the Jeet, J-E-E-T, Banerjee, B-A-N-E-R-J-E-E. And yeah, they can get in touch with me there and find everything that I'm up to.
Perfect. I will be sure to include a link on our show notes page. But Jeet, thank you again for joining us.
Thank you so much. My pleasure.
Jeet, thank you again for joining us for episode 92 and for sharing your time and expertise with the community. And techie community, what can the internet do for you? This is something you're clearly already thinking about if you're listening to the show. So congratulations, because every great business started with exactly that, a thought. But now it's time for you to take action beyond just listening to the show. If you're interested in exploring the many ways that you can begin creating a passive income today, head on over to the Income Incubator or reach out to Jeet on Instagram at the Jeet Banerjee. I will be sure to include links to Jeet's website as well as to his Instagram on our show notes page at technology-equality.com/Jeet Banerjee. Thank you again for joining me here for episode 92. And until our next episode, when we continue to hear the journey, find the pain, and create solutions. Enjoy the week.